But then you make a sankalpa to do some vrata, like you got to see vrata. And then I said, whenever you take a sankalpa, whenever you do tapasya, you'll be tested. So then you take, for example, on Ekadasi, Nirjal Ekadasi, you take a vow to do not to drink or eat anything, and that's your sankalpa, to please Krishna and become purified. So somewhere, one time or so many times during the day, you'll be tested. Oh, drink some water. Oh, you're hungry. Oh, you're tired. Oh, it's better to eat something, do bhakti, than not eat anything and just sleep all day. And so many things will come in the mind. So the mind will test you in so many ways. And then you have to say, you have to assert your sankalpa and pray and surrender. So in the same way, the dog that Lord Chaitanya fed and where he went, you know, he went to Goloka Vrindavan, the Shrutis, they took a sankalpa, but they had to follow the gopis. Like Lakshmi Devi, she took a sankalpa, but she didn't follow the gopis. And even Lakshmi Devi couldn't get to Krishna's association. So there's no commentaries on the Chaitanya Charitamrita that are authoritative and acceptable to the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. So we're at a loss for the explanation of the verses. And different acharyas and gurus may give their own interpretations and explanations of the verses, what they mean. But without the authority of our great Mahajans, you know, like Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur or Jiva Goswami Pad or Sanatan Goswami or Baladev Narottam, we don't have any. These are the great Mahajans, Gaudiya Vaishnava Mahajans, that are the authorities for everyone. They're the Supreme Court. It says in the beginning of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Hai Gosai Gan Shiksha Guru, something like that, that the six Goswamis are the Shiksha Gurus for the whole Gaudiya Sampradaya. So as far as that dog where he went, we can just see the story and we can get to the bottom of this. Gaur Leela is Gaur Leela, Navadvip Leela. So everyone that's in Krishna Leela, they're eternally, because all of Krishna's Leelas are eternal. So at one point, you have to also consider, Lord Chaitanya, all of his Leelas are eternal, so everybody that plays parts in those Leelas, they're eternally playing parts in those Leelas. So Shivananda, Sain, Anityananda, and all the great devotees, they came to visit Lord Chaitanya, and they picked up this dog on the way. So that dog is a member of the caste, is a member of the Nitya Leela of Lord Gauranga. So he comes on the stage and he dies, you know, and act number three in the drama, he comes on the stage and then he dies. Then today they have the drama, it goes for 4 hours, and you come on the stage at a certain time and you act and then you die. But then tomorrow the drama is shown again, because the drama is being shown every day for different audiences for 1 or 2 months. So again you come on a stage at 4 o'clock and again you die. But you're not dead, it's just a Leela. You're showing that you died. But you're an eternal member of the caste. You know caste, you know what caste means? Member of the caste, the drama caste, actors and actresses. So every day you're gonna come on the stage, and so the same thing with the dog. Every day the dog comes on the stage, he barks and chants and dances around, and then he gets some aprasad, then he plays like he's dying. And then he gets liberated, then he comes again. It's eternally going on. So I would say the dog is eternally in Navadvip Leela. 3:1:17-24. Eka kukura chale Shivananda san bakshediya lana chale kariya palan. While going to Jagannath Puri, Shivananda Sain allowed a dog, he made a kariya palane. He was maintaining a dog along the way by giving him food. That's nice. Ek din ek stan, nali pari hoite, uriya navika kukur, cha chadhaya nokate. One day they had to cross the river, and there was a boatman there, and he said, the dog cannot get in the boat. It's interesting, the word in Bengali, and same in Sanskrit, similar. The name for a boatman is an Udiya Navika. Navika is a name for a boatman. Like we say Noka, Navika. So in America, the Navy, N-A-V-Y, this is N-A-V-I. So it's Navy. is here is long A, la, na, navi, navi, actually it's navi, we say navi. So it's very similar. So then, kukura rahila, shivananda duki hoila, dashapana kori dia, kukure para koila. Shivananda Singh was unhappy that the dog had to stay behind. He paid the boatman 10 conch shells for the fare and took the dog across the river. In those days, the conch shell was little like coins. Ek dina shivanande gati jale rakila kukurake bata dite sevika pasarila. One day, Shivananda was detained by another tall man, and his servant forgot to give the dog his bat, his rice. Bat dite sevika. The kukur bat sevak. Sevak. I'm a sevak. I'm a kukur. Kukur seva. I'm a Vaishnav kukur. There's one bhajan. My Bhaktivinoda Thakur. I'm a Vaishnav kukur. I'm the dog of a Vaishnava. This is our collar. Ratri asi shivananda bhojanera kale. Kukura panache bhata seveke puchile. At night, Shivananda Singh was taking his meal and he asked his servant, where's the dog? Did he get his food? And then he was told the dog didn't get anything. Then immediately, Shivananda Singh sent 10 men to look for the dog. Kukur chahite dash, manushya putaila. So you might be thinking materially, what's he worried about some dog for? Is some dirty dog, some Bengali dog, Aryan dog, just chumming along with the kirtan party and the yatra party. But we don't know, because the Vaishnavas come in so many forms. Jatayu and Ramlila. Jatayu is a pakshi, a bird. But he's a pure devotee of Lord Ramachandra. And Garuda. Garuda is a bird. But his wings are chanting. When he flies in the air, Garuda's wings, the wings of Garuda, they're vibrating and singing the Samaveda. Om Tad Vishnu Paramam Param Sada Pashanti Suryo Dudiva Chakshurtatam Tad Vipraso Trigivi Vamsa Samindate Vishnu Yat Paramam Param. Like this, flying. So this is a dog. He has so much care because he's not seeing, I care for you, you're a human being, but I don't care for you, you're a dog. I care for you, you're my wife. But I don't care for you. You're a beggar in the street. So the Vaishnava, he is Kripambudi. Kripambudi. He has mercy for everyone. He's an ocean of mercy. So they came back. They couldn't find the dog. He was unhappy, Shivananda. Still, they couldn't find. He was nowhere to be found. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Okay, now, what happened to the doggy? The kukur. Kukur, he couldn't wait. Those guys were too slow. That was a puri yatra going for Navadvip. And they were walking too slow. So the dog says, look, you have two legs. You're walking too slow. I have four legs. I will go very fast. So the dog, he couldn't wait. So the dog was a better devotee than those. Because they were slowly going to puri. And the dog says, it's too slow. I'm getting out of here. So the dog just went crazy to see Lord Jagannath and the Rath Yatra, and also Gauranga. So he ran super fast. And then when Shivananda Singh and the party of 200 people finally arrived in Puri, they went to see the Mahaprabhu. And when they saw the Lord, they saw, Are, Asya Dekile Sabe, Seta Kukure, Prabhupashe Vasijache Kichu Apadure. Prasada Nari Kela Shashya Dena Felana Ram Krishna Harika Balina Hasya Shashya Kaya Kukura Krishna Kahi Bar Bar Dekiya Lokera Mane Haila Chamatkar Shivananda Kukur Deki Danda Vata Koila Dainya Kari Nija Apparada Shamaila Aradina Kehatara Deka na paila siradeya pana kukur vaikunte te agela siradeya pancha kukur vaikunte te gela. Chaitanya Charitamrita says the next they came, they saw, when they finally got to Puri, they saw Mahaprabhu Kukore Prabhu Pash. So the Kukor and Mahaprabhu were Pash. They were near each other, sitting a little apart. And he was Nariyal. Mahaprabhu was throwing coconut, green coconut, malai. We say malai, you know, the malai, nice soft malai. He was chewing it, chumbak, and then throwing. And then he was telling him, Ram Krishna Hari Balena Hasya. Lord Chaitanya was smiling and laughing. Hey, dog. Hey, Mr. Dog. Hey, doggy. Kukur. Kukur Baba. Valena Ram Krishna. Ram Krishna Hari. Ram Krishna Hari Hari. Ram Krishna Hari. Ram Krishna Hari Hari. Ram Krishna Hari. Ram Krishna Hari Hari. Ram Krishna Hari. Ram Krishna, Ram Krishna, Ram Krishna Hari. Ram Krishna, Ram Krishna, Ram Krishna Hari Hari. Ram Krishna, Ram Krishna Hari Hari. Seeing the dog, Hari. Shashya Kaya Kukur, Krishna Kahai Bhar Bhar. Teki Lokera Mane, Hoila Chamatkar. Everyone saw the dog eating Shashya Kai, Kabu Kai. And he was chanting again and again, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Shivananda Kukur Deki, Dandavata Kaila. When Shivananda saw the dog eating the coconut Mahaprasad and chanting Krishna, Krishna, he immediately offered Dandavats. Dandavat Kukur. Kukur Maharaj, Dandavat. Dainyakari Nijaparadi Shamila. And he immediately offered obeisances to counteract any offenses he made to it. Then this is the next one. Ardina Keha Tara Dekana Poila Sira Deya. This is how they speak here when they give class. Vaishnavada. Ardina Keha Tara Dekana Poila Sira Deya Pana Kukur. Vaikunete Gela. Something like that, very deep. Next day, Aradin Dekina Poila. No one saw the dog. Kukur Kaha, Kukur Kaha. Where is the dog? Vaikunta Gele Siradeya. He got his Siradeya and he went to Vaikunta. And that's what I said so many times on this, what I discussed before. Said that, because when I gave class on this, one Kartik, I gave class on this, I called it, The Dog Gets Siradeya. It's on a SoundCloud or MNS Audio. Chaitanya Charitamrita classes. One of those years, many years I gave every year. The Dog Gets Siradeya. There's a chance for us. Even a dog got Siradeya. He's eating Jagannath Prasad. Lord Chaitanya is eating Jagannath Prasad. Lord Chaitanya is Radharani Mahabhav. So they take the Jagannath Prasad and Rajendra Nandan Shamsundari takes it, brings it to Radharani Gauranga. Radharani eats it. So we do the same thing. We're eating the Jagannath Prasad every day. I mean, not every day. I wish it were, but whenever we can. And then maybe we'll get Siddhadeya also. Because the only reason, how did he get the Mahaprasad? Because he was connected to Lord Jagannath, to Lord Chaitanya. Because he's connected to Lord Chaitanya, he got the Mahaprasad of Lord Jagannath. And then because he's connected to Lord Chaitanya, he found out about chanting Krishna Krishna, because it's the Hare Krishna movement. So then he's chanting Krishna Krishna, taking Mahaprasad. Next thing we know it, he got a Siddhadeya. So by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, I'm also taking Jagannath Mahaprasad. And maybe I'll also sometimes bar-bar I chant Krishna Krishna. And then maybe also get my Siddhadeya. Jai Ho. Shivananda saying, Kukur Lila Ki Jai. So I don't know what others are saying, but in this commentary says he went to Vaikuntha Loka, and there's no other. Some acharyas have different idea. I'm not in any position to say, but according to the Shastra Praman, it says he went to Vaikuntha Gela. Siddhadeya. He got a Siddhadeya, went to Vaikuntha. But further, we can also say that he's he's in Gauranga's Leela. So he's also, he's eternally in Gaur Leela in the Boma, in the material, you know, one material universe after another. This dog is there traveling with Shivananda Sain and getting fed by Lord Chaitanya. Because every single Leela of Lord Chaitanya Krishna is eternal. So, oh, this is eternal. Eternally, he's marrying Vishnu Priya. Eternally, he's marrying Lakshmi Priya. Oh no, eternally, he's not liberating him. The dog. No, it's not like that. Every Leela of Bhagavan is nitya. It's eternal. And every second of every Leela is eternal. So I would say he got his Siddhadeya. And also, all these Leelas are for teaching. The whole, why is it told in this book? Who's this book? This book is for sadhakas. This book is for us. These are teachings of Lord Chaitanya to understand about bhajan, understand about so many things. So it's teaching us behavior, it's teaching us tattva, it's teaching us siddhanta, it's teaching us ras, it's teaching us abhideya, prayojan, sambandha. All these things are coming on in the shastra. So it's just like Arjuna. Is Arjuna a conditioned soul? He's in lamentation, he's in shok, ashochanya, anvashochancha. Oh, give up this lamentation. He's lamenting over his relatives. He's afraid to fight. He wants to run in the forest and take sannyas. No, it's just a drama. It's just an act. He's playing the role of a conditioned soul. He's not a conditioned soul. Arjuna is a Nitya Parishad, eternal associate of Krishna. He's always with Krishna and the Pandavas in the Vaikuntha realm. And they come here for their Leela. So this is this book, the pastimes of Lord Krishna and Lord Chaitanya, they're for teaching us. They're teaching us. Not only Bhagavad Gita is teaching us so much. So every Leela of Lord Chaitanya, the Haridas Thakur Leela, is teaching us. So this Leela is also teaching us. Because obviously, the dog is eternally in Krishna's Leela, because Siddhadeya is eternal. So he's eternally getting his Siddhadeya, and he's eternally in Lord Chaitanya's Leela, and he's eternally traveling with Shivananda Sain also. Because Nityananda is also in that party. So Nityananda's Leelas are also eternal. So everybody in it's not, oh, Nityananda is eternal, but not and nobody else in the Leela is eternal. Jagai Madai is eternal, everyone's eternal. Because the Leela is going on right now in another universe. Another universe, Madai is throwing a pot at Gauranga right now and getting hit. This is the dog already has a Siddhadeya. The dog has a Siddhadeya to be in the Leela. Oh, so he's teaching, just as Arjuna is teaching. Arjuna is fully Krishna conscious. He knows that the goal of life is to always think of Krishna and bow down to him and worship him and be humble before him and think of him. He already knows that. But he's pretending he's an illusion, so we can learn what is Krishna conscious. Krishna is telling Arjuna, Sarva Guyatamam. This is the greatest of all secrets. What is that? Manmana bhavamad bhakto madhyaji mam namaskuru mame vaisheshi satyam te pratijane priyosime. So that means before that Arjuna didn't know that. Arjuna wasn't thinking of Krishna. Arjuna wasn't paying obeisances to Krishna. Arjuna wasn't worshipping Krishna. Of course he was. Eternally so. So that message is for us. It's being spoken to Arjuna, but for us. So the Leela of the dog is not for the dog. Shivananda is saying this dog. He's just trying to show. The whole Leela, it has many teachings. It shows Vaishnava behavior. This is the Karuna and Kripambuddhi of the Vaishnava. Even if a dog comes to him, he makes sure he gets fed. He worries about the safety of a dog. Oh, where's the dog? He didn't get fed. Send 10 men out to look for the dog. Because it takes one to know one. So if someone has devotion or bhakti, then, or he knows what is devotee. He can see devotee wherever there's a devotee. So Shivananda is saying he was favoring that dog because the dog is a devotee, great devotee of the Lord. He's eternal associate of Lord Chaitanya. So we can learn from this. What do we learn from this? We learn what is the message of this dog for us. The dog, when it says the dog went to Vaikuntha, the dog's already a Nitya Parishad of Lord Gauranga. So Vaikuntha means a spiritual dimension, spiritual realm. It's not a planet. It's not a place you go on a rocket ship. It's a state of consciousness. He went to Vaikuntha means he was already in Vaikuntha. Vaikuntha means spiritual consciousness. So he didn't really go anywhere. It says Vaikuntha Gele, that's a teaching for us, because we're not in Vaikuntha consciousness. You follow? He's eating with Lord Chaitanya. Now he has to go somewhere? Where's he? And he has to get a citadel? Well, what do I need a citadel for if I'm getting fed directly by Lord Chaitanya? Does Lord Chaitanya have to get a citadel? He's in a citadel, so why isn't the dog in his citadel also? So this is another level to take it. The dog's already in a citadel. Just like the guy I told you, the guy comes out and he dresses up and he acts. You know, he dresses up as a demon and he does the act and act four, and then he comes off the stage. So that's a pure devotee. He's just playing the role of a dog in a dog's body. So what it's showing us that if some conditioned soul associates with devotees, he goes on a tirthayatra and he chants with them, no matter what kind of body he's in, no matter what kind of bhakti is so powerful, no matter what kind of body you're inhabiting, whether you're the tree, like trees, like Manigrivan, Nalukovara, Manigrivan, Gokul, Mahavan, they are great. Those sons of Kubera, Manigrivan, they became twin Arjun trees, or twin Yamala Arjun. Well, there's two. One tree was a Yamala, and one Arjun, because it's Arjuna. Okay. So the different trees. So then Gopal, he got stuck over there, and then they got liberated, and he gave them bhakti also. So they became trees. So the story of Shivananda Sen and the dog is teaching the conditioned souls, is teaching us that if we associate with devotees, if we take prasadam, if we go on tirthayatras, if we have a clean heart and non-envious, and we chant the holy name of the Lord and take prasadam, even in the body of dog, we can get citadeya and go to the spiritual world. That's the meaning of citadeya prapti Vaikuntha Gele. Because it says here in CC, in Anti Lila chapter 1, that the dog, the kukur, got citadeya. It says citadeya and Vaikuntha Gele. He received a spiritual body. He already has a spiritual body. How are you in the eternal lila of Lord Gauranga unless you have a spiritual body? Avajanati mamuda madasham tanmashita. Krishna warns in Gita that fools think that avajanati mamuda madasham tanmashita. Foolish people, mudas, ignorant people, Gnostic atheists, they think that when I come to this material world and appear as Nanda Nandan or appear as Devaki Nandan or as Ramchandra, that I take a human form. But this is avajanati mamuda, manushyam tanam, ashita. When I take shelter of manushyam, of a human form, oh, he's a human being like us, God is a human being, I'm God, I'm also God, you're God. This is the Mayavadi at waiting conception, because they say that the Brahman, the ultimate reality is Brahmasayuja, Brahman. So sometimes, just to enjoy Leela, Brahman assumes a form. Brahman assumes a material form, that undifferentiated mass of amorphous consciousness, the whole Brahman, assumes a limited, localized form as Ram or Krishna to do some leelas just for the fun of leela. But then he gives up that and emerges back in Brahman, his original form. That's why Arjuna asks Krishna in Gita, oh, which is higher? I'm confused, because everyone's saying that your form is an expansion from Brahman. Brahman is the ultimate. It's only 5,000 years ago, so people had these ideas also, Gyanis, about this Brahman. So then Krishna spoke in the 14th chapter of Gita, verse 27. It says, Brahmano hi pratishtaham. Pratishtaham. I am the source of Brahman, not Brahman is not the source of me. So you'd wait and say the Brahman is the source of Krishna. The ultimate reality is Brahman. From Brahman comes Krishna, and Krishna goes back to Brahman. He gives up his body and returns to Brahman, merges in Brahman. So all the jivas, if you practice this Advaitin line, this line of Nirvishesh Bhajan, Advaitin Bhajan, of Mayavad, then, or just say Advaitin, then you can give up this material body, you can merge into Brahman and have Brahmananda bliss, eternal peace and bliss forever. That's what they preach. So that, I think there's many lessons here in this story of Shivananda Sen and the dog. But it's an encouragement for us that if a dog can get liberated, what was the good feature about the dog? The bad thing about the dog is he's a dog. He's a low birth. But the good thing is he never made aparad. So we may have a manush janam, a manush rupam, We have a good body, a good, you know, we're human beings, but we're worse than barking dogs. We're barking upper odds. Oh, you listen, don't want to do this. Oh, this is what you did. Oh, this is what you did. This is what you did. Oh, this is what you did. Oh, this got him out. Oh, this is what you did. Oh, no, this sannyasi. Oh, this grihasi. So, better be a dog and just take prasadam and chant Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. So this is what we can say about the dog. Sometimes they say they've gone to the dogs. But this is what they call the lucky dog. So it shows the incredible compassion of the Vaishnavis paying the tax. He's paying the taxes, the road tax, the toll tax, so the dog can pass on the Yamuna Expressway. Because if you go on the Yamuna Expressway, even a dog has to pay tax. In those days, you go across the water, and then on the boat, and you had to pay money for the people and money for the dog also. First, the boatman said, "No dog," and Shivananda Singh said, "Actually, the rate was one conch shell for a human being." And Shivananda Singh said, "I'll give one." He said, "I'm not taking him for one." He said, "Okay, I'll give 10 conch shells." So Shivananda Singh paid 10 conch shells, cowry, it's called cowry. That was like money in those days. The fare to ferry the dog across the river. So that's the compassion and love. And then you see, because Shivananda Singh could see the potential within this dog. So we have potential also. We're also a little dog-like, very low in our desires and even worse than dogs. Because this dog, we don't hear about this dog making any aparads, any offenses. Rather, the only thing we hear in this dog story about aparad, we hear that Shivananda Sen, he felt that he made an aparad. Just see the softness of the heart of the devotee. The whole story is they were traveling, 250 devotees are traveling from Shantipur and Ambika Kalana and Navadvip and all these areas. And they're going for 4 months on a yatra, like four-week walking yatra to Jagannath Puri to spend 4 months of the rainy season with Lord Chaitanya and Jagannath Puri. So along the way, one dog joined them, and he was with them. So everything is special about the Lord and his devotees. So whenever devotees are moving somewhere, then it's very special. Who comes along, or who joins in, or who doesn't join in, especially on a yatra. I remember once we were on, in 1988, we went on Brajmandal Yatra, and then there was only about 60 devotees on that yatra. And after about 1 week, there was only 30 devotees. A little austere in those days. So then 30 devotees basically finished. And along the way, sometimes dogs would join us. And then a very good-natured dog would come. One dog was very nice, and he was with us. And somebody found some red scarf. And he was a black dog, and they tied a red scarf around his neck. So he looked pretty smart. He was a totally black dog with a bright fire engine red scarf around his neck, you know, like a tie. And he rather liked it. As soon as he got the tie, he put his head up more. You know, I felt like I'm a special dog now. I got recognition. I got the award. You know, Miss Universe dog. You know, collar around his neck and little red scarf and looked so cute. But the other dogs, when we went through different villages, they didn't like it, so they would jump on him and bite him and stuff. We would defend the dog and kick those other dogs away. And then in the whole time, everyone's getting benefiting. Because we were having Harinam Kirtan every village to village. And the dog was moving with us and wagging his tail in time with the music, you know, keeping the tal, like a metronome, you know. Like a metronome, go ting, 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 ting. So the tail when we're doing Kirtan. Da, da, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, boom, Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare. Like this. So then finally we didn't see one day. So Shivananda is saying that, so the dog didn't make any apparad, but when Shivananda is saying the dog got lost one day and didn't get fed, and they didn't see him all day, and Shivananda Singh was so worried because he was away in business arranging for the yatra. And he came back and said, what about the dog? Did you feed the dog? And they said, no, we couldn't find him. He disappeared. And he dispatched 10 men to look for the dog. And they came back, and Shivananda Singh was very unhappy, very sad. And when he finally caught up with the dog and met him in Puri and saw the dog was being personally fed by Mahaprabhu and chanting Krishna Krishna, eating coconut pulp, malai, nariyal malai, Then Shivananda Singh was feeling very bad. Oh, maybe this is such a great devotee. I must have offended him because I didn't give him food that day. And so then he paid obeisances to the dog. It just said he felt like he made an aparad. So here the dog is in a dog's body, but he never made an aparad. But he ended up getting siddhadeya. In other words, from a dog, he's just a lowly, stupid, filthy, dirty dog. Street dog, just wandering everywhere. Not a dog with a diamond collar and a French poodle tail and, you know, cool haircut and stuff. Living in somebody's rich house. He's just some street, dirty street dog with a little stool on his tail. There's a little stool on his tail and like half his legs, you know, because it's summertime and like two-thirds of his legs is covered with, you know, black mud and black stool because he's standing in the gutters and stuff. So his four legs are, he's a white dog, but his four legs are totally black with stool and black mud because he's trying to keep cool in the gutter, you know. So he's a dirty dog, Muchi Kukur. But still, he was clean because he never made Vaishnava Parad. And that qualified him. So just by associating favorably with the devotees, he associated favorably with the yatra party. He heard the Hari Kirtan. He didn't make any aparads. And he came to Jagannath Puri. And as soon as he got there, he got the darshan of Lord Chaitanya. He was directly fed by Lord Chaitanya. Then he got siddhadeya and went to Vaikuntha. So see the power in maryada and proper conduct and behavior. The dog was just being a good, well-behaved, nice dog. No offenses. So we should, the moral of the story, we should be good, well-behaved, humble servants of our gurus and not make aparad, not make barking here and there, ha-wa-wow, 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 ha-wa-wow. Just humbly move with the devotees, associate with the devotees, humbly move with the devotees, hear, listen to the kirtan, maybe, and take part if you can, and listen, and then you may get the blessing, you may get directly just by that humble behavior and by that sarasanga and right attitude and right mood, you may qualify to have the darshan of Lord Chaitanya. And then he'll give you prem and get siddhadeya. The story has many, many nice points. And some sadhus say that the dog went to Goloka Vrindavan. I don't know. But the book says Vaikuntha. So I just thought we should see that. Shivananda Sen ki jai, Shivananda Sen's dog ki jai.